#Hashtag Tier 2 Stories, Brief RSS Summaries, Mention if Relevant. Watch, Trump goes after Mamdani a day after NYC mayoral election. President Trump said he'll take care of New York City after self-described Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani won the city's mayoral election on Tuesday night. FAA warns of air traffic cuts Friday if government shutdown continues. The plan, which officials said was intended to help air traffic controllers, could force the cancellation of thousands of flights as the administration seeks to pressure Democrats to end the shutdown. An emboldened Mamdani sheds conciliatory tone. Fresh from a stunning victory, Zohran Mamdani, the mayor-elect, said in an interview that his supporters wanted a politics of consistency and aggressive action, including on taxing the rich. Five pressing housing issues for Mamdani, from Airbnb to angry landlords. When Zohran Mamdani becomes mayor, he will immediately have to confront a host of issues that have little to do with freezing the rent, his main housing-related pledge. In Russia, bookstores offer a shrinking refuge as censorship tightens. Restrictions on publishers and sellers have grown more severe. Volumes are being pulled from shelves or redacted like secret documents, but bookstores remain important sources of community. Remains of the last American hostage held in Gaza returned to Israel. Israeli officials told Itai Chen's family last year that he was probably killed on October 7, 2023. But relatives put off mourning until his body had come home. Mexico's president presses charges against man who groped her on the street. A video of a man touching Mexico's first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, shocked many Mexicans but did not surprise them. "It's so common," one woman said. Late night celebrates a consequential election day. "We needed a big night," Jimmy Kimmel said. Democrats have had fewer wins this year than the Jets. In China, victims of abuse are told to keep it in the family. Cases of domestic violence in China point to a legal system that looks good on paper but is failing victims because of a lack of resources and political will. Bed shortage could lead to release of mentally ill inmates, Orange County DA says. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer said 12 mentally ill men facing criminal charges could be released if county staff cannot find a facility to house them. Government shutdown prompts FAA to float flight cancellations as Senate talks continue. Bipartisan Senate talks aimed at ending the government shutdown continued as both parties grappled with the fallout from Tuesday's elections, and the FAA said it would cut airline capacity in dozens. ICE detains teacher at Chicago daycare, preschool in North Center. ICE agents detaining a female teacher inside a North Center daycare Wednesday morning, in front of children. Judge issues restraining order dictating conditions inside Broadview ICE facility. A federal judge on Wednesday issued a temporary restraining order requiring federal authorities to improve sanitary conditions inside the ICE facility in Broadview, while also guaranteeing detainees safety. These 40 airports could be impacted by the FAA's capacity cuts and flight cancellations. The FAA's plan to slash airline capacity due to the government shutdown could hit some of the nation's busiest airports, including in Atlanta, Dallas, New York City, and Los Angeles, according to a pro. Laws tries to quash lawsuit alleging the district defrauded taxpayers. A lawsuit filed against the Laws and Superintendent Alberto Carvalho claims they defrauded taxpayers out of millions of dollars in funding. ICE officer injured by detainee as threats against agents rise, DHS says. DHS said an ICE officer was seriously injured Monday after being struck in the face with a metal coffee cup during an arrest operation in Houston. Representative Jake Auchincloss says Jared Golden will be sorely missed after retirement announcement. Democratic Representative Jared Golden of Maine announced on Wednesday that he would not seek re-election. Democratic Representative Jake Auchincloss of Massachusetts, a close friend of Golden's, joins the takeout with reality check, Democrats celebrate, Trump deflects blame, Mamdani under fire. Off-year election results deliver psychological boost to Democrats with gubernatorial victories, but questions remain about lasting impact on Trump and Oppo's influence. Transportation Secretary, 10% of airspace will close if shutdown continues. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that 10% of airspace may close if the government shutdown continues. The shutdown, which is dragging into its second month, has meant that essentia. rare look inside devastated Gaza neighborhood. NBC News' Matt Bradley reports from inside Gaza, where destruction stretches for miles in one of the war's fiercest battlegrounds. In the same area, Hamas recently handed over the remains of the last AM.